good to have my cousin Roger here tonight. Appreciate him coming in. And let's go see, brother. Let's see. Brother, Sister Desern back, her family tonight. It's great. Thank the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. We're going to start reading verse 14. If you'd like to stand while we read from the word of the Lord, that'd be good. If you're able, if you're not, that's all right. Praise the Lord. You want you to pray the Lord help me tonight. The Lord touch me and strengthen me physically. Anoint me spiritually. Need the Lord touch my body tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from the appearance, from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray before you're seated tonight? Father, Lord, I ask you to help me. God, I ask you to anoint us, God. I ask you to use us, Lord, for your glory tonight. Lord, I realize without you, Lord, I can do nothing. I need your help tonight, Jesus. I need you to anoint me and give me liberty. Touch my lungs tonight, my throat, God. Just give me strength, God, to preach the word. Help me to preach without fear, without favor. Nothing more, nothing less than you'd have me to. We give you praise in all things. Thy will be done in Jesus' name. Let church say amen. Thank you. I appreciate you standing. Appreciate your prayers. Verse number 14. Paul begins speaking to the church. And he said, brethren, warn the unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient toward all. Be patient towards all men. This word, unruly, it comes from a military term which is used to describe a person who is not keeping rank, who is not walking in step, who's walking disorderly. You know, there are those that they start out in the service of the Lord, but and sometimes after they fall out of rank and fall out of step with the rest. And such should be warned that it's dangerous to do that, especially when they think that they can just fall out and fall back in whenever they please. And I mean, when it comes right down to it, you're either in or you're out. There's no in between. And you know, and when you're one of those people that's kind of in and out, you're a person that would cause confusion. And so those that walk disorderly need to be warned of the danger they're putting themselves in for doing so, and their fellow soldiers as well, because they might mislead them. The feeble-minded are those that are sometimes faint-hearted in battle. They need words of comfort. Have you ever had a dear brother or sister in the Lord that you knew that was going through a rough time, and maybe they just got faint-hearted in a time of battle, and they needed somebody to come by and just throw their arm over their shoulder, give them some comfort, and say, everything's going to be all right. Same God that helped you before, same God's going to help you now. Same Lord that helped you win the last battle, same Lord's going to help you win this battle. We all have those times, amen, we need to be encouraged in the Lord. The weak can be those, notice he said support the weak, amen. They're those that need to be supported in the sense of they're weary, amen. Or maybe they've been wounded and they've lost their strength and they need to be propped up. They need to be lifted up. And then Paul said, be patient toward all. When he mentioned all of these, he said, be patient toward all. How many knows that different needs require different remedies? Different people's needs require different remedies. Just look at that verse. You'll see that. Different things, different needs require different remedies. He went on to say, render no man evil for evil, but actually on the contrary. Amen. Follow after that which is good. He said, rejoice evermore. This is one of the shortest verses in the Bible. But how many knows that every one of us that have our names written down in heaven have a reason to rejoice and a right to rejoice? Verse 17, he said, pray without ceasing. How many believes we need to stay in close communion and communication with God? Amen. Pray in private, pray in public, pray at good times, pray in the bad times, pray in all ways. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, Paul said, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And verse 18, he said, in everything give thanks. Sometimes we may find it hard to do so, but he said, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God knows where you are. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you're going through, and he can get glory out of it if you'll give him glory in the midst of it. He said, quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Neglect not to do what God's Spirit moves you to do, directs you to do. Amen. For they that walk in the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit, and they'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He said, despise not prophesying. Now, I'm just touching on these before I get into what the Lord's laid on my heart. Despise not prophesying. In other words, let the Lord reprove you. Amen. With his word, whether it be through inspiration of the Holy Ghost speaking to you, through tongues interpretation, or whether it be through the preaching of God's word. Amen. Don't despise that prophecy. In other words, don't despise that word of inspiration when God puts his finger, amen, on your life or sends that word of reproof. Amen. Let God speak to you. Any message that comes from God is good for us. Amen. And it doesn't matter whether I'm preaching it or Brother Monty's preaching it or Brother Webb Sr.'s preaching it or Brother Womble's preaching it. Doesn't make any difference who's preaching it. When that word of inspiration comes forth, amen, it's for our good. Amen. It'll bring strength to us. He said, prove all things. Amen. To prove is to test. Reminded me of the verse that said, try the spirits. See whether or not they be of God. Amen. Before you just scratch somebody off the list that may not believe or see things just like you do, you need to try their spirit. You need to see what kind of an individual they are. You need to let God speak to your heart about it. Prove all things. He said, hold fast to that which is good. For the enemy will do all he can to take the good that God has given you away from you. Or he'll cause you to withdraw, amen, from the things that God would want to benefit you with. He said, abstain from all appearance of evil. Don't do anything that has any resemblance of evil. If it seems to be evil, it probably is. If it looks like it's wrong, it probably is. Amen. If it has the appearance of being worldly, it's worldly. Amen. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, which means completely. Amen. Through the Lord alone are we sanctified. Amen. And for the Lord alone are we set apart. We're called out for his glory. Amen. To give him glory. To be a light in this world. Amen. Paul said, I pray to God your whole spirit, soul, body, amen, be preserved blameless. How many know he's able to keep that which we commit unto him against that day? That's his word. Every part of our being is safe in Christ. Amen. Every part is preserved by God. As long as we submit our all unto him, we need not fear his coming. We can be ready for his coming. So Paul gives counsel to the church. Get ready, stay ready, be ready to do whatever God wants you to do. I think now more than ever, amen, we need to hold fast to the truth set forth in God's word, keeping Christ as the centerpiece of our faith, nothing wavering. And that's what I want to draw your attention to tonight is verse number 21. This is what God laid on my heart tonight for this service. He said, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Now this phrase, hold fast, Amen. It comes, it means to get a firm grip on something. If there ever was a time that we need to let loose of the world and get a firm grip on the things of God, it's now. Amen. I mean, you know, it seems like to me, you and I, Paul said we'd be living in perilous times, dangerous times, but it seems like you and I are living in a time, and it will be even more so as the Lord tarries, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And it seems like now things are being shaken. I've seen people, amen, being shook that before seemed so solid. I've seen some people, amen, go so far as to give up and turn back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world that I never thought would do so. Amen. Those that once stood firm in righteousness and true holiness have embraced those things of the world that they at one time would have had no part of. Amen. There's been whole Christian denominations that used to be strong in the faith, have deep convictions, that have compromised and let down the standard that they themselves once stood for. They've decided to become a user-friendly in the sense of the world. Amen. A user-friendly church, offering less offensive approach to the presentation of the gospel rather than calling out sin for what it is. They draw their crowds with entertainment, amen, and wow them with their theatrics and whip them into a spirit of worship which glorifies the flesh rather than glorifying God. Lord, please help me preach tonight. While the sinner, amen, still sits in their midst, comfortable and comforted rather than convicted and guilty for their sins. Brothers and sisters, could I preach to you from the heart tonight? Amen. The thing going these days, amen, in a lot of the church world is having an atmosphere of worship where the world is welcome and holiness is ridiculed. Amen. Mocked and ridiculed. Paul spoke of such as having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. He said, from such turn away. 2 Timothy 3:5. Not long ago, I read an article written by one of these, I'm going to call them New Age Pentecostals. Amen. Where they said that the only difference between an atmosphere of worship in a Van Halen rock concert and the atmosphere of a worship, amen, in a church service was the object that was being worshiped. In other words, no difference other than the object of worship. I, of course, totally disagree. Amen. I disagree in the sense, because there is more wrong in that atmosphere, amen, of a Van Halen concert or any other rock concert, amen, than there is, of course, in the house of God. This is set aside for God's glory. That is a place, amen, where the devil is honored and where satanic influence is there. Amen. It's more than just a change of object of worship. Amen. The church house should have a totally different atmosphere than the atmosphere of a rock concert. Amen. And I, you know, you may say, why are you preaching that to us? Amen. Because I feel in my heart that I need to encourage you, amen, for us to stay with what we got. Amen. You see, in them types of concerts, worldly concerts, amen, there's rebellion there, there's drugs there, there's alcohol there, there's perversion there, there's immorality there, there's immodesty there, and there is a lot of difference. There is a lot of difference between the worship of demons and the worship of the Lord. Don't you agree tonight? Modern day Pentecostalism has become a tongue-talking mockery that exalts the flesh while they claim to be exalting Christ. They have their dance teams and prance around in leotards perverting the sanctuary of the Lord while they perform their exotic dances, they say, to the glory of God. Amen. They talk in tongues as they please rather than as the Spirit give the utterance. My Bible teaches to me, amen, that when we speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Amen. And I know the spirit of the prophet, subject to the prophet, but I wonder about these that seem to be so spiritual they can just rattle off speaking in tongues anywhere they please, anytime they please. I believe it's much more sacred than that. Amen. I hope you help me preach tonight. Amen. I don't want to be overtaken by the spirit of this age. I don't want this church to be overtaken by the spirit of this age. These people have a large following. Amen. Jesus said it would be like this because he said, wide is the gate, amen, that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereout. Amen. And I believe we live in a day when the floodwaters of compromise are rising to an all-time high. If we are to survive this onslaught of liberalism, we're going to have to stand fast in the faith. We're going to have to hold fast to the truth that's set forth in God's word. Like the forefathers of our faith in this country, we're going to have to hold a certain unalienable truths as being self-evident. We're going to have to stand on the standard of God's word. This book is right. It's right from cover to cover. It is infallible. Amen. I am not of those of this modern day, amen, church movement that say, amen, there's contradictions in the word of God. Amen. This word does not contradict itself. God has raised up prophets and men that looked at things from different angles, different direction, one seeing one thing, one seeing another, but all coming into harmony. Amen, of the Holy Ghost in harmony, in line with God's truth and God's, amen, God's word. Don't you agree with me tonight? Hallelujah. Paul said, 2 Timothy 1 and 13, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The words of the apostles still stand today. The teachings of the apostles still stand today. What they taught did not go out, amen, when the last apostle died a martyr. Amen. No, it was sealed in blood, but it was already ordained of God, amen, and given, amen, for the church. How many believes, amen, that God's got a church in this last day, amen, that's going to uphold his word? Hebrews 3 and 6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Jesus said, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. But we have a religious movement in our day that says, once you're saved, you're always saved. Once in grace, always in grace. Once you've got it, you can't never lose it. Amen. But Jesus said, you're going to have to endure. You're going to have to endure to the end if you're going to be saved. Amen. Paul said in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. It's not the time to be wavering. It's not the time, amen, to be wishy-washy, amen, in our faith. It's time to be anchored in Jesus. No matter what anybody says, the way of righteousness is still the right way. There are those that say it don't matter how you live, amen, once you're saved, you're always saved. But that's not in agreement with God's word. Don't let the spirit of compromise, church, convince you that you can live in sin and still go to heaven. Amen. God's word said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. We may make a mistake, amen, but if we do, we go to God in repentance. But we don't continue living a life of sin every day. He's called us out of sin. He saved us from sin. David said, he had lifted me up out of a horrible pit, and he established my feet. Amen. Set me on a rock. Establish my goings. You see tonight, amen, it's time that we can stand, amen, and hold fast to what we've got. What we've got is good. What we've got is ordained of God. Amen.
Do you realize, amen, that the preaching that we have here and the worship style that we have here is an exception to the rule, amen, in a lot of the modern church age? They actually look at people like us that believe like us, worship like us, as fundamentalists, conservatives, traditionalists, extremists, and some even call us radical. Amen. But I must admit, Calvary is not the run-of-the-mill church. We still hold fast to the things that we have been taught. Amen. By those that blazed the trail before us. Amen. By those men that worked and labored. Amen. When there wasn't much to work with. Prayed and sought God until, amen, they had a move of God and a church was birthed. I say thank God for the old-time preachers like Brother Webb. Amen. And some of these others that blazed the trail, preached the truth, amen, and showed us the moving of God's Spirit. I wouldn't have it any other way tonight. I don't want it any other way tonight. I was talking to someone some time ago, and they said, you could do better if you'd just lighten up a little bit. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, I ain't lightening up. I'm not giving up. I'm not turning around. I'm not backing up. And I'm not changing. I still believe in this old time way. And I believe there's some people here that do too. Amen. Amen. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I'm going to tell you some things we still believe. These ain't things you don't know. Amen. But I believe tonight you do already know. But just in case there are some wondering where we stand, I'm going to let you know tonight. Amen. We still believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Amen. We still believe that Jesus Christ was and is deity. We believe that when he came to this world, amen, he was God in flesh, God with us. We still believe in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We believe that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world, so that whosoever will could call upon the Lord and be saved. Amen. We still believe that Jesus Christ literally rose from the dead. Amen. There's an empty tomb over there somewhere. Amen, just outside of Jerusalem, unless they've put somebody else's body there. But there's an empty tomb there where Jesus used to be. Amen. I still believe the tomb is empty. Amen, and that he rose from the dead. We still believe that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, was shed for the remission of sin. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. It is the blood of Jesus Christ alone, amen, that is our atonement upon the altar of God, amen, and cleanses us from all sin. We still believe that a person has to repent to be saved. They don't just have a change of mind, they've got a change of direction. We still believe, amen, that a man must repent, because Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. We still believe you must be born again. Amen. Because Jesus said that we must be born again. We still believe that, amen, that we're saved by grace through faith. And we still believe that faith without works is dead. We still believe that when we become Christians, we are called to come out from among the world and be separate unto the Lord, unto the glory of God. Hallelujah. We still believe, amen, that the King James Version Bible, amen, is the inspired word of God, and we hold steadfast to that. We still believe, amen, that if people love God, amen, as Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. We still believe in singing the old time hymns, amen, from the old time hymn book. Amen. I know that's not necessarily a requirement of the Bible, Amen. Before Jesus was crucified, amen, they sang a hymn. Amen. And afterwards we find one of the men of God writing and singing, amen, psalms and hymns and making spiritual melody in your heart unto the Lord. I say thank God, amen, for anointed songs written by men that was inspired of God that'll bless our soul. I still believe, amen, this, don't you? Praise God, we still believe in an old time altar. That's why we have one in our church. Some have taken them out, but we still believe in the mourner's bench, the place of prayer where men meet with God and God meets with men and lives are changed. We still believe in spiritual worship and shouting and dancing in the spirit and taking a run if the Holy Ghost moves on you. Amen. We still believe, amen, that sin is sin and sin will take a man to hell if it's not repented of. We still believe that adultery is sin. Fornication is sin. Incest is sin. Pornography is sin. Amen. And homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. We still believe. Amen. By the way, if somebody, amen, thinks, well, I'm going to take that recording and I'm going to pass it around. Well, go ahead. And if whoever hears it, I want you to know where we stand at. Amen. On God's word tonight. Amen. I say that not boastfully, but I say it in the sense of conviction. Amen. We have conviction about these things. We still believe that the convenience of abortion is murder. We still believe that it's wrong to drink any alcoholic beverage. We still believe that smoking is a filthy habit. We still believe that wholeness is right and living worldly is wrong. We still believe it's wrong, amen, for women to dress like men and men to dress like women. We still believe it's a shame for a man to have long hair and that a woman's long hair is given to her for her glory according to the word of God. We still believe in divine healing. We still believe in miracles. Amen. We believe it by his stripes we are healed. Praise God. We still believe that the baptism of the Holy Ghost in fire is for believers today. Amen. The Holy Ghost didn't die when the last apostle died or when the last of the 120 died. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost is still real today. Amen. Peter said, for it's unto you, amen, and them that are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise God. Help me preach, Lord. Amen. We still believe in the gifts of the Spirit in operation. We had that in the service this morning. Amen. We still believe in the triune Godhead. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Amen. According to the word of God. We still believe that everything that's done in the church ought to be done decently and in order. Amen. We still believe in a heaven where God dwells and in a place called hell that's reserved for the devil and his angels. We still believe that Jesus Christ is returning to this world to catch the church away. We still believe that Christ will one day rule this world, amen, and reign in this world in righteousness. We still believe that God himself will one day destroy this world with a fervent heat. We still believe that God is holy, amen, that he requires his people to be holy. Amen. I say, God, help us. Amen. To hold fast to these truths. God forbid that we ever become like those that have forsaken the truth. I'm not saying these things boastfully. Again, I want to tell you that tonight. I'm not saying this with an attitude. I'm saying this convictionally. These are the things we believe. We need not change. We need not not back up. As the old timers would say, don't crawfish on this thing. Amen. Keep going forward. Hallelujah. Amen. We need God to help us. God forbid that we, amen, would ever lower the standard of the gospel. Amen. Just to make it acceptable to this liberal world. Amen. This lukewarm church age. Praise God. Amen. If you hadn't figured it out, I'm still a holiness preacher. Amen. I don't get on these things a lot, but I'm telling you, lately while I've been in prayer, God's been telling me that in order for us to have the move of God we want, we're going to have to move up. Amen. We'll have to stand where we know to stand, and we're going to have to get closer to the Lord. How many wants to get closer? These are perilous times, times when people are being led astray, that the great swelling words of men's wisdom, amen, are carrying people away and tickling men's ears, amen, but never convicting their heart of sin. I don't want to ever get to a place around here, amen, where sinners can come in the midst, never be touched with conviction, never be bothered, amen. But I'm telling you, I want the power of God poured out, amen, the heat of conviction turned up, amen, on the sinner. Not that I want to offend them, but I want them to know that sin's going to damn them, sin's going to destroy them, sin's going to take them to a place called hell. But I also want them to know that a man called Jesus came and died on an old rugged cross, amen, so they could be delivered from damnation and their name could be wrote down in heaven. Praise God. Amen. I still believe in this holy book, don't you? If there ever was a time that we, the church, need to get in the Word of God and see what the Bible says about God's holiness, it's now. Amen. Y'all with me? Praise God. If there was a time we need to hold fast to the truth, it's now. God's called us. I can't speak for those other denominations or even independents as far as that's concerned. Amen. But I'm telling you, I believe God's called us to a deeper degree of consecration. Amen. And a higher level of living. I believe it's time that every one of us search ourselves and lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset so we can run. I'm telling you, I want to run. I want to run. You know, if we can't run with the footman, how are we going to contend with the horseman? We need to get lightened up. We need to lighten up on the world, is what I'm saying. In other words, get rid of it and getting closer to God. We need to sanctify ourselves unto the Lord, fast and pray for a move of God's Holy Ghost. Amen. How many believes what Jesus said is true when he said that we're to be like a city set on a hill that cannot be hid? In other words, easily seen, easily identified. Amen. A notable difference. I'm not for this blending in. I'm not for blurring the lines. Amen. It ought to be clear cut. Amen. It ought to be easily seen. They ought to look at us and say, there goes one of them. Not just how we look in our clothing, amen, but how we conduct ourselves. Our attitude, our presentation, amen, the way we live our daily lives are to reflect Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see. How they going to see without light? They can't see without light. Who's the light? You're the light. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of the world. He's put it in you. To be that light shining out to a world that's lost and undone. Amen. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. They're seeing something that's different. They're seeing good things. Oh, praise be to God. Hasn't he given us good things? He's blessed us with his good love, with his good mercy, with his good grace. Praise God. And the world needs to see that in us. Yes, it does. Amen. He's calling us for worship in the sense of, Jesus said, the true worshipers had come. And they'll worship me in what? Spirit and in truth. Amen. They just don't have a spirit. It's in the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Worshiping in spirit. and in truth, honesty, sincerity, coming before God with a pure heart. I believe he's calling us, amen, to be witnesses. He's calling us to work while it's day, because the night cometh when no man can work. Church, I believe it's high time, amen, that we seek the Lord, amen, until as individuals, until we be endued with power from on high. Amen, we need to hit the altar in the house of God, pray for an outbreak of Holy Ghost, heaven sent revival. We need to get in the prayer closets and seek God. We need to shut off the world and turn on to Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to draw near to God and he'll draw near to us. Praise God. I believe it's time that we do these things. We need to hold fast. Get a grip. Amen. What we know is right. Don't waver. Say, but oh, Brother Doug, it looks like some of them are doing so good. Amen. Growing by leaps and bounds. Friend, it's not hard to fill up a worldly church full of worldly people. Amen. We can let the standards down and run it over and run it over again. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I still believe, amen, that you can have a wholeness church. Amen. To the glory of God. We're not any better than anybody else. And I don't want anybody thinking I'm saying that. Amen. But I will say this. Amen. You and I need to live better. Amen. Than this world out here that's churchy. Amen. Or this church that's worldly, if you please, is living and saying they know God. Oh my. If we know God, then we're in fellowship with God. And if we're walking in the presence of a holy God, we're going to walk in a way that's holy before this world. I'm stirred in my soul. I've seen so much compromise. I've seen so much letting down. And I've seen so much change. What am I trying to do? I felt move the Holy Ghost to rally the church, to say, let's hold on to it. Let's keep our grip. Let's don't change. Let's keep standing for what's right. Amen. We don't have to change except as God would have us to. Moving up. Moving up closer to God. Praise him, church. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If the Lord says come now, now is when we need to come. For it is time to seek the Lord. Amen. It's time for each one of us to search ourselves. Amen. Wasn't the apostle that said, examine yourself. I'm not your judge tonight. God knows your heart. I can't see your heart. But if you have a desire to be what he'd have you to be, amen, to keep a grip, amen, on this good old time Holy Ghost way, praise God, I invite you tonight to come and seek the Lord, amen, to be touched of God, to be used of God, to pray for the church that we would be a lighthouse in this dark age, that God would give us such a move of his power in the midst, that we would fall prostrate in his presence, be touched by his anointing. Amen. I know what I preached may have been somewhat different tonight, but yet I felt compelled of the Lord. Amen. Oh, Oh, hold fast to that which thou hast. Hold fast. Amen. As the old timers blaze the trail, let's not deviate from that. Let's not deviate from divine direction. Let's let God speak to us. God deal with us. God draw us near unto him.